Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app. You can do it also from the Apple and Google store. And let me tell you something about that. You download it, okay? There are two commands you're going to have to give. One of them is Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then the second command is Alexa, play Devil Radio. Do not go right to just play Devil Radio, or Alexa can go, what the heck? Luke, is that you?
Yeah. As soon as you enable her, you only have to do that once. So as soon as Alexa's enabled, you don't have to do that every time.
Okay.
So once you do it the first time, then every time after that, it's just Alexa, play Devil Radio. So.
Okay. Now, before you say Alexa, enable it, do you have to download it?
Nope. Nope, your Echo Dot will have, that's what it is you're just enabling the Alexa skill on your smart device. And so by saying Alexa, enable Devil Radio, every time after that, all you got to say is Alexa, play Devil Radio.
Outstanding, outstanding. I learned something because Luke is young and he knows tech, presumptively knows tech. He does know tech, by the way. So you're going to, you go Alexa, enable Devil Radio, down it comes. And after that, you can go Alexa, play Devil Radio. Good stuff. Very good stuff. And we have a link on our website. It says Support Devil Radio. We put that link there because a lot of you called in and said you like the station. You like a lot of the shows. You got your favorite shows. You want to help Devil Radio. Remember, we're the voice, the only voice really in the whole state. And by the way, we have a statewide reach because people are listening to us on their apps. We have a statewide reach. And so the deal is this. We are the only voice. You know, you got the Sean Hannity types and the Mark Belling types and Dan O'Donnell and all that on the other side. You only got us. So if you want to help Devil Radio, click on the link and you'll learn all the ways you can. If you're a candidate or a small businessman, you're nuts not to advertise on Devil Radio. Call in for a quote. The prices are very low. You'll get instant name recognition against a large pool of people. And name recognition is gold. It's the name of the game in politics and in business. People heard of you. They're more likely to either vote for you or do business with you. Okay, we go to the lines. The lines are live. I'm going to take it in order. We're going to start with Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. Thanks for your station. You're the only station trying to get the truth out there. I took it upon myself last night to watch, you can't call it Fox News because it isn't news, so I'll call it Fox. And there was another one, I couldn't hardly get through it. It's called Newsmax. That also isn't news, it's just, we'll just call it Max. Shannon.
That's good, Paul.
Hannity last night was just, but here's what I think is going on, just my humble opinion. You know, they're liars to begin with, but, I'm not going to get too deep in the woods with it. If you choose to watch that garbage, it's up to you. It's a free country, but they may incite another riot the way they're going here. But they're focusing on Afghanistan. I can't even say it this morning. But the simple reason is to deflect, in my opinion, on January 6th, where a group of people got together, a mob, if you will, were incited by the liar in chief, Trump, about the big lie, and you can go on and on here. They stormed the Capitol, injured law enforcement, for goodness sakes. I think it's an inside job myself, but we'll dig that out at a later date. But, and then people were actually killed. It does not get any worse than that in my lifetime. And Matt, I lived through tough times there, you know, the voter rights and stuff like that. So, but this is, it's not any worse than this. January 6th is the worst I've ever seen. People actually going in my house, storming it, defecating in it, and everything else. And now these, I can't call them news organizations again, are deflecting about Afghanistan, which was a total money pit. And you should honor the people that, you know, lost their lives in Afghanistan. But anyway, man, they're deflecting, and that's what it is. And someday the truth's going to come out. I also think, and I do not have proof on this, but people like the Uhlines, the Bradley Foundation, and ABC, well, we'll call her Diane Hendricks, I think somehow they're connected to this. Corporate America helped fund this. And I just for the life of me can't understand why corporate America would do something like that. But that's not proven. I don't want to be like Hannity and his boys throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks. With that, I'm going to ramble again today, but I totally, totally get ticked off at what's going on. And again, it's not news. You're going to incite more problems if you kind of, if you want to tell truthful.
No, you're hitting a lot of good stuff, Paul Wisco. Paul, a lot of good stuff, and I want to pick up on two things. One is the January 6th insurrection. Cops were beaten up. People died. People died. Cops died. Several committed suicide. They were almost beaten to death. They pleaded that they had kids. That's the only way they were let off the hook. If cops are beaten up, much less with that kind of violence, you know what should happen and would happen otherwise? And it was an inside job. There's more than 12, about a dozen, a little more, Republican congressmen who are subject now to a probe by the committee, the special committee, and the telecommunications companies have been told to not destroy their phone records. It was an inside job. Of course it was an inside job. And in Afghanistan, it's the only thing they have right now. They can't say we shouldn't get out. They've been screaming about getting out for a long time. But however we got out, this is what they'd say. I'm telling you, as a Democrat and a strong Biden supporter, it could have been done differently and better. I will tell you that. But that doesn't mean that therefore they use that to disguise everything that they're doing. We are not going to permit that. Paul, thanks very much for calling in. Wes of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Wes of Milwaukee.
Thank you. Good morning, Matt. Well, I wanted to bring forth something that could be a potential danger in Wisconsin beginning in October. And in October starts another wolf hunt. Now, why is this important? Well, first of all, it's illegal because I believe it's federal law, you can only have one a year, and we already had one. If you recall, I think it was in February or so, where pregnant wolves were hunted down by dogs and attacked. And of course, in Wisconsin, if your dog is injured and or dies, the taxpayer is on the hook to pay the owner of the dog. Essentially, this is legalized dog fighting and animal cruelty. Now, why is this going to be dangerous in Wisconsin? There have been a number of lawsuits filed to stop the wolf hunt, but the Republicans would have to postpone the hunt for the lawsuits to be heard, and we know that's not going to happen. Another issue along with this is the Natural Resources Board Chairman, Fred Prehn, is refusing to vacate his seat, even though his term has expired in May. He is using a rare form of citation that says he can stay there until the Senate approves his replacement. Well, we know the Senate is not going to do that, and I would urge Democrats in the legislature to come up with to move forward legislation for the confirmation. Now, as we get close to October 1st, there are a number of issues going on with this wolf hunt that is going to make it more dangerous in Wisconsin to anything else that we've seen. First of all, the hunt is a treaty rights violation because the Chippewa were left out of the decision process.
Right. You're making a lot of good points. We're going to be coming to break. I want to respond to it because it's so important what you just said, Wes. And let me give you a couple of things. There is a lawsuit filed by the Animal Wellness Action, by the Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife, and then a project for the environment. All of these groups, Animal Wellness Coalition, Friends of Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife Project, all of them are suing. And why are they suing? First of all, look, Wes, the core issue is the U.S. should list wolves again as endangered, and then no state can permit any hunting. That's what should be done. Secondly, what happened was when they were delisted by the federal government, what happened was out-of-state trophy hunters from Texas and elsewhere came in, and there was a lawsuit filed, and a right-wing judge overruled the DNR and said there should be a wolf hunt in February, and a couple of hundred wolves were killed, and they were pregnant wolves. The reason you don't have a wolf hunt in February is because you're killing two wolves at once. You know, they're pups, unborn pups, and the mother wolf were getting killed. So then they had to stop it. Then Fred Pren, the head of the DNR, his term is over May 1, and he's staying on because of a case that goes back almost 50 years under a different statute that says if the outgoing guy's term ends and the new guy, or woman in this case, hasn't been confirmed, the outgoing person can stay on for a couple of weeks, you know, to make sure there's a transition, but not for 4 years. Not for 4 years. And what the Republicans are doing is not even bringing up the subject of the confirmation of the replacement. And they do a pocket veto and they get the guy in for 4 more years. I don't think so. And that is the subject of litigation right now, too. And by the Attorney General, Attorney General Josh Call has gone to court to get him out. So the main thing to me is that we have got to get this thing listed again as an endangered species and there's no hunting. But if there is hunting, the DNR has recommended no February hunts. There already was one, unfortunately, one in October. And Pren and his people put in a 300 wolf quota. That's ridiculous. The DNR wanted a lot less than that. Go with the DNR, go with the experts, go with the science, throw Fred Pren out. First of all, get this thing listed again as endangered. Secondly, and if you can't, have the DNR run the wolf hunt. Wes, that's a very important issue. Thanks for bringing it up. We're going to break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.